I'm going to talk about light and dark today. So I had a dark moment one time. Richard, if you're listening, I had a dark moment when I flew out to Seattle to see the Steelers play their Seahawks. And we lost. So it was a very dark moment for me. And I got beat up bad for like a week over that. But in that same season, we came back, Richard, and we beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. So, Richard, you owe me the $10. And I'll be waiting for it. Okay. So, being the husband of a flower tender, a lady that really, really thinks a lot about her flowers. In fact, our flowers have sensors on them in our yard. If I hit one with a lawnmower, I turn around and my wife's standing on the porch. Did you hit that flower? No. I know you hit that flower. So, being that husband of a girl who just loves her flowers, I have learned over the years that there's two things that really make flowers grow and be beautiful, and that is light and water. And it's one of them dark moments where you lose your thoughts. God's given us both physical light and spiritual light. And I've witnessed a lot of physical light right out there in our yard. And I have moved every flower in our yard to a different position so it would get better light and better water. But in John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world, so if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness, for living light will flood your path." And in John 4:14, he said to the woman at the well, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give, he shall never thirst." So today I want to focus on light. Not the water, but on the light. We do have the light and the water, but the light is very important. I can remember growing up, light sort of creates curiosity. We had street lights, and we were supposed to be in by the time the street lights came on. You know, and if you've looked out on 13th Street here lately, you'll see that it's a lot brighter coming up the hill and coming out through Conway. The lights are a lot brighter. That's because they replaced all the mercury vapor lights with a different type of LED light. Anybody know what LED means? All the new LED lights? Light emitting diodes. So there you have it. You know that now. You learned something. Anyways, light comes in all kind of forms. But when I was a kid, I can remember we lived out in the country, and we would see this like large beam of light shining up into the sky coming from somewhere. I mean, big beam. And it would grab our curiosity. We went, "What is that? What is that light?" So we would jump in the car, and we would start to follow the road to find out where that light was coming from. And we'd come around a corner, and there in a car lot or in a shopping center somewhere, there was a big spotlight shining up into the sky, attracting people to a car sale or a grand opening or something. Anybody remember those? Seeing those when you were young? So light can be attractive. Light can be, it can create curiosity. There's all kinds of physical light. We have lights that man has made. We have street lights, we have incandescent fluorescent lights, we have LED lights, and all these lights have been developed to be brighter and last longer. And there's lights for all different types of purposes. So even headlights, you know, headlights, you see headlights on cars, you know, so we can see where we're going, we can see down the road, we can see down the path, and a lot of times it's good for us to see the lights, but they came out with these new headlights in the cars that are so bright coming the other way, you're blinded. You know, it's good for that guy. He can see where he's going, but you can't see where you can't see where you're going. So they're kind of irritating. So there's lights that are irritating, there's lights that are attractive, there's all different kind of lights. And all lights can be controlled. They have switches, dimmers, they can be on or off, they can be brighter, they can be dimmer. And when we ask the Lord Jesus into our hearts, he gives us the light of the world, a light that illuminates the darkness around us and exposes sin in our lives. And so our spiritual journeys begin. We become the light of Jesus. And what we do with that light is up to us. We can use it as a lamp unto our feet for our own path, or we can grow, turn up the brightness, and be a light to others around us in this world. I have four references that I'd like to talk about the light. And I got to admit, some of these I took from somebody else. So some of it I wrote, some of them I didn't write. A light of the world is, a light to the world. God is light, who dispels the darkness of the world. Jesus came as a light to the world, breaking through the darkness of sin by his work on the cross. It follows that believers are to be light to the world as well. Jesus describes his disciples as light and light bearers. And we are that light of the world. We're a city on a hill. We're glowing in the night for all to see us. And we shouldn't be hiding our lights. We should let it shine for all. Let your good deeds glow for all to see, so that they will praise your heavenly Father. You have been given that light of the world when you ask the Lord into your heart. And this is a little bit of a repeat because I think it's important. The light has exposed the sin in each one of our lives. And like I said, so our spiritual journey begins. We can choose selfishly to allow the light to illuminate only our path. Or we can use the light to grow in a manner to be the light that Jesus intended us to be. Growing in a manner that attracts others to the light. Growing in a manner that will praise our Heavenly Father. There are numerous ways to grow. One of them is being in the Word. Studying the Word. Understanding the Word. Not just reading the Word, but reading commentaries. Having personal devotions. Some of the scriptures are Proverbs 13:20. Be with wise and become wise. Be with the wise and become wise. If you walk with wise people, you'll learn from them and you'll start to become wise. There's also one in Proverbs that says, white hair is a sign of wisdom. Have you got that one yet, Rich? I still haven't got that one yet. I got the white hair, man, but I didn't know about that wisdom part. Proverbs 2:6 says, for the Lord gives wisdom. His every word is a treasure of knowledge. Amen. So where can we hear the word? We can hear the word right here. Rich does a real good job every Sunday. He brings us the word. He teaches us. Amen. And I thought about this. He teaches us in a way that he's able to use his education, his PhD, his professor, all those good things. And last week he gave you the version of the I am light, where Jesus said that in John 8:12, the I ams that he's been preaching about. And he gave us the educational version. Today you're getting a redneck version. So if there's any words that you don't understand that I say, there's going to be something wrong, believe me. We'll just have to ask him. So there's Bible studies. I went over to the church last Thursday evening to get a key because I needed to get into the church. And I went to the Friendship House, and the ladies were in there getting ready for their Bible study. A lot of ladies in there. And they had a discussion going and a little bit of refreshments, and they were talking. And they seemed to have this camaraderie among themselves, you know, that they're making friendships. They're growing together. They're learning together. They're sharing together. And they're experiencing the growth and the light that we all need. Amen. And then I went to the one on Wednesday night where the men were, and not so much. You know? Just a few guys there. So guys, we can't let these ladies get ahead of us here. We got to start to get going and get in the light too. So one thing about spiritual growth, it never ends. It will never end. You will never arrive. Don't even think you're going to arrive because you won't. There's always something new to learn in that word. So, the second point here. Paul indicates to believers in Asia Minor and Macedonia that their lives are a shining light of witness to the world around them. Ephesians 5:8 says, Though once your heart was full of darkness, now it is full of light from the Lord, and your behavior should show it. And Philippians 2:15 says, so that no one can speak a word of blame against you, you are to live clean, innocent lives as children of God in a dark world full of people who are crooked and stubborn. I know a lot of those people. Shine out among them like a beacon of light. Our light just not needs to be for us. It needs to be shining out into the lives of others around us. And the third point is, because I sort of blended these two together, it is the task of all believers to pass on the one divine light they have received. What they have received in the secret intimacy of the community of believers, they are to proclaim fearlessly in the light of the public. So not just walk out there with our light. We need to be fearlessly walking for the Lord. We need to be showing that light to others around us. And what better place than in our neighborhoods? I mean, like Paul, most of us aren't going from country to country visiting different churches, but we do live in our own little part of the neighborhood, our own little piece of dirt in our own little neighborhood, in our community. And there's people all through our community. Sometimes when Bonnie and I go out walking, we've said to each other, we look at a house and think we should be praying for that house or praying for the people that are in that house. And we, now that I'm semi-retired, we have our mornings together and we're able to do some devotions and pray for our neighbors. We lived on a dead end for 35 years. And one day some guy showed up with a bulldozer. He's going to build a new road. And we're like, what? You know, you're taking our privacy away from us. So they did. They put a new plan of homes in beside us. And we were just very, very upset with us, with the builders and the people. And there was maybe 10 houses built in there for a while. We had an empty lot beside us for probably 5 more years. And they sold that lot, and we were getting neighbors. And it was so invasive that when the poor kid went over there to cut down some of the trees that we had planted, Bonnie went out there and let him have it. We felt bad after that, but they become good friends. They become good neighbors. And the Lord laid it on our hearts that we need to be light to those neighbors, all the neighbors all around us. We need to be examples. And we've been praying that God gives us opportunities to speak into their lives, that we will be a curious light, that they'll give us an opportunity to speak to them. What's going on with you guys, you know? How come you're happy? How come you're not happy? How come you're planting on them flyers? You know, just give them a reason to come and talk with them. And we've had some nice talks with them. Amen. But I've got like 5 new neighbors now. I got a guy across the street. He worked for Verizon. Larry the Cable Guy, we call him, because his name's Larry. And then beside us, we have Ryan, whose brother is a landscaper. They cut trees, they mow grass, and next to him is Mark, who's an ex-Pittsburgh policeman. And across the street from Mark is a fellow named Dave, who is a policeman and an undertaker. So the Lord has blessed me with a neighborhood where I got Larry the Cable Guy to fix my cable. I got Ryan next to me to cut my grass and bring me firewood. I got a policeman in the neighborhood to protect us. And if I'm dead, the guy across the street can bury me. So sort of like a perfect little neighborhood to have, you know. And anyways, what time is it? Oh, man, it's almost 12. Yes. Number 4 is all those who have entered into the light now bear the responsibility as missionaries of Christ, shining out as lights in a dark world with the light of God himself. Philippians 2:15 again says, so that no one can speak in a word of blame against you, you are to live clean, innocent lives as children of God in a dark world full of people who are crooked and stubborn. Shine out among them as beacons of light. I work with a company that builds lasers. And sometimes we have groups come through that we do demonstrations for. And the president of our company happened to be bringing through a group of kids. Yeah, they're about 8, maybe 10 years old. And I think it was somebody that works there. It was their son's school class. So lasers are light. You know, they're pretty powerful. They can be dangerous. So we're showing them all of our lab and how the lasers work. And this one little girl, she raised her hand and she said, could you point that laser at somebody and blow them up? Well, I mean, she obviously mad at somebody, you know. And we said, no, that they're not quite that powerful, you know. So we went on and we showed some more things. And we came to this part to where you can blend laser beams together. We have what we call a blender. And you can blend the beams together from four or five different lasers to make a more powerful beam. And that same little girl raised her hand and said, after you blend them, then could you blow somebody up? We're like, this girl's, she wants to get somebody. So anyways, I want to talk about blending a beam, and I'm going to conclude with that. All of us in here have the light. If you know Jesus as your personal Savior, then you have the light. And what you do earlier, or what I said earlier, what you do with that light is up to you. But as a church, as the people sitting here in this church, we could blend all of our lights together and be one powerful beam coming out of this building into this community. Because really, we're responsible for this community. We're a lighthouse on this hill. We need to create a curiosity for the people in this neighborhood and in this community to want to come and see what's going on here, to give us opportunities to speak into their lives. So that's it. I just want everybody to think about that, about blending your lights as a church. We all have individual responsibilities with our light, and we all have a group responsibility with our light to shine out into this community. So that's all, folks.